Oh. alone. Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother White to come and open the service with a word of prayer. Let's just sing a song that says, Omuhawo Malimwa Kikweza Eka. Omuhawo Wamodimwa Kikweza Father God, as we, Father God, just
be quiet, O Lord, and we just want to say thank you, O Lord. Father God, for we have been blessed, O God, and we are grateful, O God. For tonight, O Lord, we know that we serve a mighty God. We serve, O Lord, a faithful God, O Lord. And we say thank you, O Lord. Father God, as we hand over the service, O Lord, we say thank you, O Lord. We pray for those that couldn't make it tonight, O Lord. Pray, O Lord, that you touch them too, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, O God. Father God, as we say with a joyful noise, O Lord. Father God, that Father, you are here. We thank you for that, O Lord. Father God, come, O Lord, and speak to us, O Lord. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Songs, and we will welcome the minister of the word. Amen.
Gonya magachuta, oh, wanqobu satane, tina asini nabu, weso kota, oh, bati, gonya magachuta, oh, satane,
oh,
I give my life, I place my life into your hands, Lord Jesus.
Keep it up.
We are
happy to see you this evening.
Are you happy to see us? Are
you happy to see us?
Amen. Thank you.
We'll just give you a feedback about how we traveled to Swaziland.
Last
weekend. Amen. But we told that you had a great time on Sunday. About on the subject of God's tabernacle. I'm just listening to the message. I'm halfway through. But I think it was a great message. How many were blessed on Sunday? Amen. Wonderful. So we'll do a lot of feedback on Sunday. We've got our precious pastor here, Pastor Shadrach Ndakwa. From Mutare in Zimbabwe. Are you happy to see him this evening? Amen. There is a saying that a friend's friend becomes your friend. When Pastor Mukbayikwa left here, as our friend, he told other friends about us. And then as a result, they become our friends. Amen. So we are very much glad to see him. I know his elder, Pastor Joseph Chigozi. Pastor Joseph Chigozi.
Joseph Chigozi.
From Zimbabwe.
Oh, come Zimbabwe now.
Very great, a man of God, very seasoned. Amen. I'm glad that this evening you are going to be blessed as well. When I knew that the pastor was around today, I said, Pastor, go ahead. Amen. That's how we believe it. We are not a cult. But we embrace every brother in the message. Irrespective of nationality. Irrespective of tribe. Because we are one from heaven. Amen. Do you believe that this church is from heaven? Amen. So let's just say, without waste of time, just give us a worshiping song. Maybe let's say Amazing Grace. And then as Pastor Shatra comes to the fore, I think there is a cell phone somewhere, if one can just switch it off. Amen. As he comes to the fore.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, I once was lost, and now
yeah.
Take off.
Sing a shala pants.
I'd like to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ntano kuthi ngibingelele egameni lenkosi uJesu Kristu.
Amen. Very happy to be with you tonight.
Sijabulile ukuthi sibe nani namhlanje.
Thank the Lord to meet the pastor.
Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokuhlangana nomelusi.
My first time to see him.
Isikhathi sami sokuqala ukuthi ngihlangane naye.
And to be in here in Witbank.
Ukuthi ngibe lapha futhi eWitbank.
We just came here to have some little rest.
Size lapha nje ukuthi sizophumula isikhashe esincane.
I phoned Brother Alan.
Ngishayela umfowethu Alan ucingo.
I would come to get some little rest here.
Ukuthi ngize lapha ngizothatha nje isikhathe esincane sokungcebeleka.
But the pastor requested me to stand before you.
Umelusi ube wangicela ukuthi ngime phambi kwenu.
So I need your prayers.
Ngiyayidinga imikhuleko yenu.
Pray for me, just say some few words that to encourage you.
Ningikhulekise njengoba ngizosha amazwi amancane ukuze ukuthi nginikhuthaze.
Amen. Before we go back home.
Ngaphambi kokuthi sibuyele futhi ekhaya.
We happy to meet you all.
Sijabulile ukuthi sihlangane nani nonke.
I came with brother Caleb, Mamombe Otikon.
Ngize nomfowethu omdiakoni wethu.
Perhaps you can stand.
Omangama ngenyawo.
Okay, just stand now. Just have time to read the word of God.
Singavele sifunde izwi ukuze ukuthi sisigcine isikhathi.
Jonah chapter 1.
Isahluko sika Jonah, incwadi ka Jonah isahluko sokuqala.
Jonah chapter 1, let's read from verse 1.
Jonah isahluko sokuqala sofunda ku verse lokuqala.
Jonah chapter 1, from verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the waves that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and where comest thou? And what is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that you, that the sea may be come unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to
the land, but they could not, for the sea roared and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for the man's life, and by not and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. And the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you tonight for the privilege you have given us to come into your house. We thank you, Lord, for your children that you have brought from different places, Lord, different conditions, for you have something for them, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you may forgive us for our sins. May the blood be sprinkled upon your children tonight, that, Lord God Almighty, may go out of this place, Lord, happy, Lord God Almighty, filled with thy joy and goodness in thy spirit. We thank you for the pastor that labors, Lord, in this place. We pray for him, Heavenly Father, that we may strengthen him. O God, his family and the elders of the church, we commit the words that we have read, Lord God Almighty, in your hands, that may add the blessings upon the reading of that word, Lord, and bless it as it goes to thy people. May it go in the power of the resurrection. Circumcise the lips that shall speak your word, and the ears that shall hear thy word. We surrender this moment to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And take our seats. God bless you. Well, my voice is a little bit bad. I hope you'll bear with me. Amen. Let me just give a little title here. As we try to find some few ways to encourage you, not to encourage you as you've come for church tonight.
Amen.
How many are happy? David says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let me just give this little title here from what we read here. I've been speaking about this at home. Your way to Tarshish is your way to Nineveh. Amen. Your way to Tarshish is your way to Nineveh. Amen. And we remember this Jonah was a prophet of God. And we know by the message that prophets don't repent, they are born prophets. Amen. So Jonah was born a prophet. He was called for a purpose. He was born for a purpose to be a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Then here comes the word of God to Jonah that he was supposed to go to Nineveh, to the great city to preach. The city was very wicked. Amen. And I suppose he heard the word of the Lord. And Jonah knew if God says Jonah, he means Jonah. He would not change. Amen. So when he heard the word of the Lord, instead of taking, I suppose there was a way nearer there to go to Nineveh. I mean, yes, to Nineveh. Because that city was a great city. Because there was a lot of traffic there. I suppose the ship going up and down to do business. Just like you'd come here to South Africa. So many roads leads to South Africa. To Johannesburg and so forth. So there was a way there. Amen. It was quite too much of the transport to take him over there. He would just take some sheep and go to Nineveh. It was going to be easy for him.
Amen.
And then we see Jonah taking the opposite way,
the
other way, to Tarshish. Amen. The Bible says the ways of the Lord are past finding. Your ways might not be the ways of God. Amen. We see him taking the opposite way. He paid the fare. Take the ship over to Tarshish. Amen. But we read here that God had made a fish. Amen. That's when Jonah was thrown into the water. And the Bible says God had prepared a fish. Amen. And I don't know where that ship was placed. That fish was placed in the sea. Amen. If God had prepared a fish for Jonah to take him to the commission, I don't know where the station was, where that fish was going to take Jonah to the promised land. Amen. I hope you are hearing
me.
Hallelujah. As I said, there was a better way there, a nearer way, an easy way for him to go over to Nineveh. Just like Moses and the children of Israel, when they were called to go over to the promised land, there was a better way there, a closer way there. Amen. To take them over to Canaan. But you remember Moses? He did not do it by his own ability. Because you remember he was a great general, an army general in Egypt. And Egypt was a superpower by then. And he was the leader of the armies of Pharaoh. And he was born at the right time, born for the very purpose, born with the right parents, taught the right way. He was taught of the commission, everything was taught about. He was given. And he knew it. And he believed it. And he wanted to carry out the commission. But you remember, God denied that. He denied the whole thing there. He could have risen up against Pharaoh, since he was the leader of the armies, and just free the children of Israel, took them over. They would have gone to the promised land all the same. Amen. But God denied that, because he had his own way about it. Amen. He had his own way, the wilderness way. Amen. The harder way. That was the Lord's way. It was not the way of Moses. Because remember, Moses actually ran away from the commission when he was found trying to deliver the children of Israel. He was doing that by his own ability. He was a genius leader, able leader. He had won many battles. So it was supposed to be easy for him. But it's not his way. It's not your way. It must be God's way. You must find God's way about it. And that's why we come to church here. We're not coming here to have our own way, but we must have inspiration and the revelation on the way to find God's way about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is ready for that. Amen. If we care for that, if we are careful of that. So Moses actually failed to deliver the children of Israel. The prophet said he actually had a stinging Egyptian. One stinging Egyptian.
Amen.
Amen. So he was a failure and ran away from the commission. And now when he was old, hallelujah, when he was old, now rejecting even to go back and carry out the commission, God says, I've heard the cry of my children and I've come to deliver them. Hallelujah. Now Moses was an old man. He complained. He rejected it. He rejected the commission before God. He denied it completely until God was angry of him. Hallelujah. He complained that he was stammering. But how come he had led all the, he had led the armies of Egypt? Was he not stammering then? Was he not a stammer? He was a stammer. But he was able to lead the armies of Israel and the armies of Pharaoh. Amen. But how come now he's complaining? Not only complaining, but denying the whole thing. Not only denying, but denying God's commandment that he was supposed to go back and take the children of Israel over to the promised land, which he knew by the way. Hallelujah. The thing that he was raised for, he was born for the very purpose. And I believe we are here for a purpose here. We are born for a purpose. We are called for a purpose. But you cannot do it your own way. God has got to visit you and reveal himself to you like he did to Moses here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Moses is denying the very commission. Now he's an old man. He's a shepherd now. From an army general to a shepherd. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. With a stick in the hand. Hallelujah. In a wilderness somewhere. And God comes down now. He says, now you go and carry out the commission. He said, I will be with you. Listen up, pronoun. God himself was going to lead the army of Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May he come in your soul. Tonight may he take over in your life. May he say, I will be with you. I will fight your battles. I will lead you all the way to the rapture. Not your ability. Not your wisdom. Not your understanding. But God in you. God in the church. God in the believers. God in the bride. Lead you back home. Not our abilities. Not what we can do, not what we know, but what God wants for you. Hallelujah. Now Moses rejected the whole thing, but now God says you must go back. When you are denying, then you are ready for it. When you feel unworthy, then you are ready for it. For you are not going to do on your own, but God is going to take over. And you are just a vessel that God wants to use for his battles. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel good, brother, sister. When God takes over, no devil can stay in your way. No sickness can stand in your way. No government can stand in your way. Even death cannot stand in your way. No hell can stand in your way. When God takes over in your life. Where are you going, Moses? With a stick in your head. And a wife and a little child. And a donkey. Where are you going? The prophet says, I'm going to take over. Not only to deliver the children of Israel. But I'm taking over. Even the armies of Pharaoh. I'm taking over. That was not an old man. That was God in an old man. That was God in his own prophet. Oh, may he come in his own church. May he come in his own believers. May he come in his own bride. And take over. And hallelujah, hallelujah. You want him to have his own preeminence? You want him to take over in your life? Can you surrender everything to him? And say, Lord, take over. Use me the way you want. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Moses goes back now. With a stick in her hand and a little wife and a little baby with a pillar of fire. With that says the Lord. Hallelujah. You remember Abraham. Abraham and Sarah. They were given the promise. Hallelujah. I think they tried it. It failed all the way through. You remember God changed their body. Their bodies, he changed their bodies. For the promise. To bring forth that child, Isaac. You remember that? My question is, why didn't God work on Sarah when she was not yet old? It was going to be a miracle all the same. We are together there. It was going to be a miracle all the same. But why did he wait for them to be old? The Bible says they were stricken in age. Why did he wait for them to become old? Unable. Sarah was not interested in it at all. She was so old until she was not even interested in the promise. She laughed at the promise. You remember that? Hallelujah. And God said, next year, according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. You remember that? She laughed at the promise. But God said, is there anything too hard for God? So there's something that God is showing us right there, that he doesn't even want even our finger into the promises of God. You better believe him on the basis of the word of God here. Believe on the basis of the promise that God has given you. Not because you feel it. No, not because you are trying to make it come to pass. But on the trusting on God 100% what he has said in his word. That's our way out, church. Hallelujah. He rejected to give them the promised son when they were still able. Of course, Sarah was barren. From the beginning, she was barren. And why would God now let her be, get old, stricken in age? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And she didn't even want to bring forth even the son after all. Hallelujah. But God said, according to the time of life, you are going to have a son all the same. Hallelujah. So it's now Jonah. We go back to Jonah here. He was a prophet, this man here.
Why a prophet?
Hallelujah. They complain about Jonah, but Jesus never complained about Jonah here. Jesus says Jonah was in the fish belly for 3 days and three nights. So shall be the Son of Man in the belly of the earth 3 days and three nights. You remember that? So he never condemned Jonah. Even when God came back to Jonah here, he never complained nothing. He just told him, you go preach the preaching that I beat you at the first time. Go preach the preaching that I beat you at the first time. He never said, where were you, Jonah? How come you took this way here? He never complained nothing of that. He was in the Lord's way. He was in the right path. He was in the will of God. For God had prepared a fish there. And there was a station somewhere. In the sea, there was a station there. The fish was waiting for Jonah. Somewhere in the fish, in the sea there. You agree with me, church? Hallelujah. All right, who came first? Jonah or the fish?
Jonah.
Who came first then? The fish was right there, waiting for Jonah all the time. Oh, I like that, brother, sister. Jesus was at the well before the woman came there. And he was here before you came here. He was right in the church here before you took your place right there, waiting to give you your desire. If you can open up your heart tonight, you cannot go back the same way you came. For he has been waiting for you. He's the one that has called you to church. He drew you here. He has got a word for you. He has got a blessing for the church. He has got a blessing for you. That's what I believe, brother. He was here before we came. He was in the sea before Jonah came.
Amen.
So as they go to this station here, there was a roadblock there. You cannot pass on. There is no transport somewhere here. You cannot go to Nineveh. No, to Tarshish. You are supposed to go back to Nineveh. God's way. God's transport. Not your sheep.
But
the fish.
Take
you to the
brother.
Glory to God.
Amen.
There might be a fish here tonight. There might be a fish here tonight.
To
take you back to the way of God. Take you back to your health. Take you back to your job. Take you back to the Holy Ghost. There might be a fish for you. You never stumbled into this church here. God brought you here. God brought you in the church here. He has got something for you. Glory to God if you are sick.
A
healer is here. Hallelujah. If you are failing, the Savior is here. If you are a sinner, Jesus is here to save you. He has been here all the time, waiting patiently. Oh, hallelujah. There is no reason for you to complain. And you just complain and murmur. You never brought yourself to the message of the hour. But God brought you to the message of the hour. He predestinated you for that. He knew you before the foundation of the world. And you never tumbled into South Africa. You never just tumbled. Hallelujah. But God directed you for a very purpose. I believe in church.
Amen.
That's right. There he was. And there was the roadblock. There was supposed to be a handover, takeover. Right in the middle of the sea. Hallelujah. Tarshish, Tarshish.
Nineveh.
If you are of Tarshish, go ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Part of Nineveh. You've got to get down. Get down. Get down of that ship. There is another transport for you. There's a provision for you. God's own way. The doctors may failed to help you, but there's a great physician here. There's a great physician in the message of the day. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can never fail to heal. He can never fail to make a way for you. He has never lost any battle. Jesus has never lost any battle. And he cannot lose tonight. He cannot lose tonight. He's still a winner. Jesus is still a winner. The word is still a winner. That's right. Oh, church. Are you ready? Are you happy? Hallelujah. They condemned Jonah. But there was a provision there. Right there was a station, unseen station. In the middle of the sea. And the fish was waiting for him. Prepared for Jonah. He said, I am a Hebrew. That's what he said here. I am a Hebrew. And I fear God. I fear God. And when they said, no, what are we going to do now? For this wind to cease. He told them what to do. We read that.
Amen.
He said, you throw me in the water. And the wind will cease. The trouble will cease. He knew the answer. He said, you throw me in the water. You'll find out what happens. I'm a man of God. I fear God. I'm a servant of God. I am a Hebrew. In other words, I know what I'm doing. Actually, he was in the hinder part of the sea. He went down in the hinder part of the sea and slept there.
Amen.
While they were crying, he was sleeping, right?
Uma bekhala wayelaphaya elele.
And they were very suspicious. How can you sleep in such a troublous times like this? And you sleep like that?
Amen.
Surely they used the Lord's here, but they knew something wrong this many. He might be the trouble causer. Come on, church. You might be the trouble causer. Get to the will of God. Get to the will of God. Confess your life. Repent. All the winds will cease. All the troubles will vanish away. All the sickness will vanish away. We'll come back to the will of God. That's why we preach the word. Bring the people back to God again. Bring the community back to Jesus again. There will be a way for you. You believe it, there will be a way for you. He will heal you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's try to finish up here, church. There was a station. There was a roadblock there. There was supposed to be a separation there. He said, we have to separate here. And you remember, they lost a lot of things there. A lot of goods were thrown into the waters because of Jonah there. And when Jonah told them, they said they sympathized. Human sympathy. They said, I don't know, all right, let's just, we are just about to get to the bend of the river. They just move on all the same way. We should have thrown you in the water, but anyway, we are getting over. They just try to get over. You will perish all the same.
So far.
You perish, all of you. They tried to force their way out. But there was a Jonah there. And there's got to be, if you want to preserve life, if you want to keep life, there must be a separation. That's exactly what it is.
Amen.
There's got to be a separation.
Amen.
You mothers, you might have your child for 9 months in the womb there.
But
now, when you get to that time there, you need to separate. Separate the mother and the child from the child. I mean, the child from the mother. Or else you lose all of them. You lose the mother and the child all the same. So you need to separate them. Hallelujah, church. If they wanted to proceed, they were all going to fall in there. And unfortunately, Jonah was not going to perish. Because there was a fish for Jonah. There was one fish for Jonah. What about these other, many other mariners and the shipmasters? What were they going? They were going to perish there. They had to separate. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to separate yourself from all unbeliever. Total separation from unbelief. If ever we are going to preserve life, there should be a separation between the world and the church of the living God. A separation between a believer and the world. You don't cannot go on the same. No, we must come to a station. We must come to a junction. We must come to a separation. Separate yourself from the world. Separate yourself from the evil. Separate yourself from the things of the world. Go back to the will of God. Pray to God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You'll never be the same again. You love the Lord tonight, church. Let there be a separation here from your sickness. Separate yourself from it. Place your faith in God. Say, I don't want this sickness anymore. I don't want this supper anymore. I am a child of God. I must go back to Nineveh. Back to the word of God. Back to the will of God. Back to the power of God. Is that your desire tonight, church? That's my desire. That's why we come to church. We want to separate ourselves from all unbelief. Yes. Hallelujah. Now when God, when Jonah was thrown in the water, you remember the fish took him to the commission. Whether praying or not, the fish was commissioned.
Amen.
The fish was a messenger to take the man of God back to the promise.
Amen.
He was busy praying, and the fish was busy hallelujah, rushing over with the prophet. So you see now the results over there. That seed was a great city. A wicked seed, exceedingly wicked. Very wicked. It happens every time. When God blesses nations, they become wicked. I don't know why. It was very wicked over there. The seed was very wicked. Very sinful. But you watch at the results of his preaching. It was 100%. Not some 50%. Not some 20%. Not some 80%. It was 100% effect. From the king right down to the animals, they all repented in one day. Why? He took God's way. He went the way, the Lord's way, the fish way, not the normal way, not the day to day. That's your temptation right there.
Amen.
The usual way is your temptation. You don't go the usual way. We go the heaven way. We go the revelation way. We go the Malachi 4 way. The Bible way. The Holy Ghost way. The liberty way.
Amen.
We don't go the usual way. We don't go the educational way. No. We go the word way. The faith way. Hallelujah. The promise way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't go the usual way. Our God is unusual. Hallelujah. He works in an unusual way. In an unusual place. With the unusual people. Unusual times. Not the usual time. Not the usual people. Not the usual way. Not the usual places. But the unusual. It might be unusual preaching tonight. But it might be your way out. It might be your way out of your sickness. Your way out of that sickness. Hallelujah. When we get to the unusual, we are getting to God. when we get to the unusual. We are getting to God there. You don't go the world way. You don't go the South African way. No. You go God's way. You go the word's way. Hallelujah. You reject that sickness. Reject it tonight. Reject that problem tonight. Hallelujah. And you say, I serve the unusual God. I serve an unusual God. When he got over there, we don't want some 80% here. We want 100%. In the message of the hour, we want 100% deliverance. Hallelujah. This little preacher comes into the city.
Amen.
In one day, he had crossed the whole city. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm trying to finish now. We are not used to some of these things.
Bear with me.
It might be the unusual way. Your way. Thank you. Your way to Tarshish is your way to God. You might be going there complaining and hiding. Hiding in the hinder part of the ship. But God has said, Jonah must go over to preach. And if you are a part of the bride, you cannot hide away from
God.
God will pick you all the same. He will get you where you are hiding it. I like this God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when he got there, what happened? The whole city repented. What is God trying to say there? Let's just finish up here. Let's get to Samson. You know, Samson was born for a purpose. You remember that? Hallelujah. Born to deliver the children of Israel from the Philistines. Is that so? And he went on laboring. Hallelujah. With the job on, he smote some 1,000 Philistines. We remember taking the guests over into the mountains. But that was not the coronation. There was a Delilah there. And the Bible says, God is the one that had caused it to be so.
You
go and read there. The parents didn't know that it was God that caused that. But there was supposed to be a Delilah there. When Samson was born, he was taught right. Church, are you hearing me? You might be taught right. You might be born right. You might be the right kind of the person. But that's not the issue. No, you must go God's way. There are two ways in your life. There is the usual way and God's way. Samson was brought up, taught by the parents, you are the deliverer. And he did whatever he did. And succeeded also. He has succeeded. That was not it.
Now
we find now he was taken by Delilah, deceived. Hallelujah. He became a prisoner.
For
the very things that he were raised for to destroy.
Caught
by the enemy. Eyes were taken off. There he was. Blind Samson. Hallelujah. And they were laughing at him now. Hallelujah. They were scorning at him. Led by a little demon.
Amen.
and all the generals. So I can use this if it's all right. I can use this. All right. But we save our time. Okay. Amen. There he was, Samson. He was there to deliver the children of Israel. He was imprisoned with the very people that were called to destroy. Together there. Are we together there? There he was now led by a little demon. And the hair was taken off. Hallelujah, blinded. In other words, unable. He was now unable to deliver. You can take it off.
It's okay.
You can take it off. Okay. He was now unable to destroy the Philistines. Are we together there?
Amen.
He failed.
What should
in other ways. Hallelujah. You might have been failing, or you are failing right away. Hallelujah, it might be the day of your coronation.
When
you are trying to run away.
Hey,
he was under prison, in prison. Hallelujah. Led by a little demon, all the generals were there. Oh, gathered around
to mock.
Hallelujah. And they were mocking at Samson. In the previous times, you hear the name of Samson.
Oh,
children will go quiet.
They
will quieten up. The little children will quieten up. When they heard the name of Samson. But now there he is grinding. The prophet says grinding religion. Now grinding. No more amen. No more hallelujah. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If the Philistines had known better,
they would
never have gathered together like that. They should have never gathered like that. They were blinded. Hallelujah. Then we see now Samson pray. Hallelujah. I said one more time, Lord. Took the pillars. Down the whole building went. That was a great victory on that day. It was landslide victory. Not some 30%, not some 40%, but 100% deliverance. You watch the coronation. It was a coronation day for Samson there. And I think the bride is getting to the coronation time, church, when the world is mocking us, and the believers are becoming lazy, and they're almost dying in church. They come to sleep in church. They come to see one another. I want to warn the devil. I want to warn your enemy. This is a dangerous hour here. There's going to be a victory like never before. The bride will stand up again. Like Jonah was told.
Amen.
Like Jonah was told.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You go preach the preaching that I bid you at the first time.
There
is no change to the message.
Amen.
There's no change to the message. No alteration to the message. It's the same message. With the same power. Of the same God. Of the same baptism. Of the same Holy Ghost. That's what we are required to have here. You remember Eve. You remember her. She was called. To bring forth the promised son. God
created by God.
Wadala uNkulunkulu.
Separated from the husband.
Wahlukaniswa
nomyeni. The very purpose.
Kuleyo nhloso leyo.
Bring up giving birth to a promised son.
Ukuthi azale indodana ethembiswa.
Given a husband prophet.
Umyeni wakhe uprophet.
Not just a husband, but a prophet.
Hayi umyeni.
A son of God.
Umprophet indodana kaNkulunkulu.
To bring forth children of God.
Ukuthi alethe ingane
siyabona. Blessed in Eden.
Ebase Eden.
And the great physician was God himself. There was a hospital there. Garden of Eden was the hospital. Well finished.
Amen.
Operated by God himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Air conditioned. Garden of Eden was air conditioned by God himself. And the birds flying from tree to tree.
Amen.
Waiting for that promised son to come. There was a promise there. Multiply and replenish the earth.
And
you know we multiply Jesus. He is the promised son. You believe it? We multiply in Jesus. That's our sufficiency. That's our joy. Not the money. No. Not a job, no.
I'm seven.
Not a wife.
I'm Oscar.
Not a husband.
I'm here.
Not a church.
I'm out.
Our joy is in Jesus
Christ.
He is the promised son. How come he failed to bring forth? Was she
barren? And
she actually brought twins. She brought a human being and a serpent at the same time. That shows how able she was. Very able. She was not like Sarah. Sarah was barren. But not Eve. Eve was brought for a very purpose. Brought by God. Sustained by God. Taught by God. How come she failed? She never rejected the promise. She never laughed at the promise like Sarah. She was actually waiting for it. But God prolonged that time. As soon as they sinned against God, God came down. Why didn't he die from sinning? Sarah laughed. But God said, you are going to bring the son anyhow. I gave the promise. And according to the time of life, you are going to bring a son anyhow.
You
remember the prophet says she was supposed to be stricken dead by God. But she was saved by
Abraham.
Because her husband and wife is one thing. Like the church, we are saved in Jesus Christ. Because she was supposed to be stricken dead. But what about Eve?
Eve
was not a serpent seed.
She
was a daughter of God. She was a wife of a prophet. Let me tell you, she was a believer. And we find her in heaven. She will be in heaven. Some people think Eve is in hell. No. She's not in hell. She's in heaven. She was redeemed back. She was there to play a drama. There's a message there, church. An apple woman called for the purpose. Taught for a purpose. Came on time. Came by God. Sustained by God. Very good hospital. And the music playing softly there. waiting for the Messiah to come. She dismally
failed.
Hallelujah, church. We don't come by our abilities. We don't come by our understanding. It's not your understanding. It's what the promise says to you. It's what God says to the bride. They shall be a bride without spot or wrinkle. They shall be a rapture. There's going to be a change of the body anyhow. I don't care how weak I'm a thief, how much you are failing. That's immaterial, church. That cannot stand in the way of the bride of Jesus Christ. There she failed. Here comes the little girl, Mary, after some 4,000 years or so. And she's ready to get married. And God says, now we are going to have a son. Says, how can that be? In other words, it's impossible. If you never said it's impossible, she was waiting for it. But Mary said, how can that be? And God says, I'm purposing for you to bring out the Messiah. The Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you. Why did he overshadow Eve? There's a message there, church. By man's ability, we cannot prosper, brothers and sisters. By man's understanding, we cannot prosper. Hey, the little girl comes, no desire to bring the Messiah to all. But God took it. Like it or not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When Jesus came, he had nothing to do with Mary. Nothing to do with Joseph. Nothing to do with the ability of man. It was 100% God before the Son. That's what God wants. You remember Gideon was called to go, bro. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty man of valor. You go up and you said, I'm the least. In Manasseh's tribe, I'm just at least the poorest. He says, you are going to deliver the children of Israel. You are going to destroy the whole armies there like one man. That's what God told him. What did Gideon do? He begins to recruit now. Now, if this nation goes in war,
we'll
be all soldiers here. Yes, from the preacher to our children here.
Amen.
So we're defending our nation. You will be defending your nation. You're having your Bible here and your gun on the other side.
The
weapon on the other side and the Bible on the other side. To protect your nation, you have to do that. So that's exactly what Gideon did. Every man for all. God has given him the promise. We are going to overcome. 32,000 of able men.
32,000 abantu abakhonayo.
Is 32 plus God.
32 plus noNkulunkulu.
32,000 plus God.
32,000 plus
your money plus God.
Imali yakho noNkulunkulu.
Your mother plus God.
Uma wakho noNkulunkulu.
Your friend plus God. Your boss plus God. Your ability plus God. We don't want no ability. We want God 100%. God and God alone. He recruited the able men, 32,000 soldiers, able men, ready to go and fight the battle. What was the response of God? What did he say? He rejected the idea of
them.
He said, Gideon,
but Gideon,
people are too many. I don't deliver you by many the numbers of the people, numbers of the armies, numbers of the soldiers. No! The people are too many there. Let the fearful go back. Those that have just recently married, go back to your homes. Only to God. There went about some thousand, I think some 22,000. Imagine 22,000 of soldiers.
22,000
as fearful ones. 22,000 in an army.
22,000.
22,000. 22 are numbered as fearful. I wonder how many believers are fearful today. If we are in the petals of the Lord, I wonder how many are fearful.
And
excuses. They all went back. He was left with 10,000 from 22,000. That's how hard it is to be a leader. That's how terrible. 22, you lose 22 out of 32. 22 goes back.
22 out of 32.
How are going to open it? What are you going to do? He was left with 10,000. And God said, there are still two. Hallelujah. He said there are two men.
What baningi?
Think, church.
Kabanganband.
We operate by faith. Faith on what God says. Faith on the message of the hour. Faith on the promise of the day.
So
that we think about, we understand it. It's not by understanding. It's by faith. No matter how hard it might be. No matter how complicated it might be. If God says so, I believe it. Settles it. Hey, he was Gideon with 10,000. God says there are too many.
Gideon had 10,000.
Get to the water. There was a separation again. He was left with 300 out of 32,000. Think of it, church.
There were 32,000.
Just some representatives of the army.
There
was no army at all there.
There
was just some representation. One day, another one.
Who
go to war? You go read the account there. You find out what the how great was the enemy.
They
go with
3,000.
If you were a leader and you were leading that army, you just reject the whole thing and said no. You put somebody there. Don't reject nothing. Stand with God all the way. Don't backslide. Stand with the word. Brothers, do you see the picture there, church? There's no human ability, human understanding to the promise of God. No. The people are two men, don't have 32 plus God. No. Your understanding plus God. We want God
100%.
We want the word 100%. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Mary brought that child, it was not the ability of Mary. It was not the desire of men. It was the desire of Almighty God. Who stands a better chance, Mary or Eve?
Bring the promise Sunday.
You remember she brought the child right in the crow over there. Not in a hospital. Mary. You remember that? What about Eve? She was right in God's hands. Molded by God, by his own hands. The whole body was molded for a purpose by God.
Not
like you were born, no. She was actually taken from the side of
God.
And actually molded by his own hands. They say she was, they think she was a very ugly woman. And the prophet, she was the beautiful, the most beautiful
umprofeti uthi waye umuntu osifazane waye
woman if was the most beautiful one
whoever why
was molded by the hands of God himself
wabunjwa izandla zikaNkulunkulu Qobo
how come she failed to bring
uhluleka kanjani
how come God denied her to bring forth the
uNkulunkulu wanqabela ukuthi azale indodana esithembiso
there's a message there church
khona umlayezo lapho bandla.
If you are failing tonight, if you are failing tonight, can I have more volumes?
Sorry.
If you are failing, if you are backsliding, if you think you cannot do it, you are the right kind of the person tonight. God can start from there. He doesn't want your ability. He doesn't want your understanding into that. Why can't you just surrender and say, Lord, I'm here for you. Let thy will be done. May there be a separation tonight. I don't want this kind of life. This kind of a behavior. This kind of a way of doing things. I want to surrender all. My thoughts, my being, my body. All that I have, I surrender to you. Is there anyone like that tonight?
And
I'm tired of this old life here. I want a separation. Hand over, take over. I am not of this world. I am of God. I feel there's something in me. That tells me I'm a daughter, I'm a son of God, I'm a child of God, I'm a part of the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, but failures have been surrounding me. I'm surrounded by failures. I'm bound like Samson. I've become blinded by the things of the world. I want to tell you that's the time of your coronation. When you can raise your faith in God. So it's one, no matter what happens, no matter what I've gone through, I believe God is my deliverer. He can make a way for me. He can deliver. Oh, church, hallelujah.
Oh,
do you believe tonight, church? Don't take your 32,000 into that. Don't take your ability into that. No, God doesn't want your ability. Don't be proud of your ability. That's your temptation right there. Take God's will. Take God's word. Take him at his word. Hallelujah. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for this deliverance? Are you ready to receive the power? This is the time of revival here, church. When the bride seemingly is dying, the church seemingly is backslidden, tired of the journey. But Jesus is here when all human abilities go away and the Holy Spirit takes over. He has been waiting for you in the waters. There is a station for you in the waters. There is a fish for you in the waters. Don't run away from church. Don't let slide. Don't go to the world. Keep standing. Hallelujah. Keep believing. Let's stand together. Thank you, Jesus. He was there all that time. He was there all that time. Waiting patiently in love. He was there. Oh, let's close our eyes, everyone. He was there all the time. He was there. Thank you, Jesus. Patiently waiting, patiently, he was there. again. He was there all the time. He was there. Oh, he was waiting for you. He was there. He was there. Sing it one more time. He was there all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Just raise our hands to God as we close our eyes, everyone. And so, Lord, help my unbelief. You little woman, he has been waiting for you. He was there first at the well, waiting for that Samaritan. Jesus was there first, and he has been here tonight. I just want to pray before I hand over to the pastor. Thanking you for listening attentively here. May the Lord bless you. Can you raise your faith and say, Lord, I want to separate from this Tarshish way. I don't want this Tarshish way. I've come to the roadblock. I've come to the station, to the junction. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight.
Amen.
For your mercies and grace that has brought us into the house, Lord. And as we are weighed in the balances of your word, Lord Jesus, we feel we are lacking many times, Father. Amen. We pray that you may help us, Father, to be able to surrender and to yield to thy perfect will, O God Almighty. And the prophet tells us, Lord, that the will of God is your word, O God. And you say to thy church, I shall be with you to the very end. And no matter what we are going through, no matter the temptation that we go through, Lord, all the failures that we may go through, Lord, we know you are here to deliver your children. You are here to deliver your children, Father, your church, to be in line with your word, oh God. Forgive every sin, Lord. All things that we do wrong, Lord, the way we think, the way we act, Lord. Jesus, we don't want the 32,000 plus you, oh God, but we want you 100%, oh God. Not the ability of man, oh God, not the youth or the whatever it might be, the education, or Lord God Almighty, the friends or whatever it might be, but we want 100% God. the God of heaven, the God of Israel, the God of the prophets, oh God. Deliver your children, Lord. Bless your children tonight. Hear their prayers, Lord, their requests, oh God. If there are any that are sick tonight, we pray, Lord, may the hand of Jehovah God take off the sickness tonight, Lord. Take off the hand of the enemy on your children and bless them, Lord. May they learn to be led by you, Jesus. Learn to be led by the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. We surrender the church to you. We surrender every believer. If there is a sinner here, Lord Jesus, may you be there to speak and draw them to yourself, oh God. Hallelujah. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. That we, oh, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Amen. Not to be led by our understanding or our feelings, Lord, but the inspiration of Almighty God. Amen. Keep the understanding, oh God. Forgive us, Lord. Cover us, Lord Jesus, with your blood. We know, Lord God Almighty, we are the bride. We are the church, Lord. But many times we put our understanding into these things, Lord. And we put our abilities into these things, Lord. But today, Lord, we want to separate ourselves from those things. We separate ourselves from all these lots, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. And give us strength to God. Bless the children. Bless the pastor, Lord. Strengthen your children along the way. And we believe we'll get there someday as we surrender everything to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, church. Hallelujah. God bless you. Sanctify the pastor. He was there. Oh. He was there. Patiently.
Assuring that before Jonah got into the water, there was already a fish in the water. Which came first, to the fish or Jonah? Amen. We just want to thank God for making a provision in our lives. It's not our abilities. It's not our intelligence. There are times when we thought we had come to a cul-de-sac. But miraculously, beyond our understanding, somehow we made it. And today we can say, it is by the grace of the Lord. Ah, this is wonderful. I think it is in line with what I was telling some brothers, that many are the plans in a man's heart. But it is the Lord's purpose that shall prevail. You might be planning to go to Tarshish, but that way will take you back to Nineveh. If you are a predestinated son or daughter of God, you can never escape the will of the Lord. How many agree? If you are the predestinated son or daughter of God,
God's
purpose in your life shall never be defeated.
Somehow
there will be a way for you to come back.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't know. Maybe Brady Paddy just come and wrap up in prayer. Let's just say, I don't mind waiting. I may be in the belly of the sheep. But there is a fish for me to take me home. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, and indeed they did came, Heavenly Father, this evening, Heavenly Lord. We are much privileged, Heavenly Father, to know you better this evening, Heavenly Father. Indeed, you have come our way, Lord. You have blessed us this evening, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we have heard from you, Heavenly Father, that before we even came to this house of yours, Heavenly Father, you were already here, Heavenly Father. We even know, Heavenly Father, that Lord, you are the one that chose us to be here, Heavenly Father. You are just right here in the message of the hour, Heavenly Father. If we cannot shift from here, Heavenly Father, we know all blessings of heavens are with us, Heavenly Father. Nothing to fear, Heavenly Father. We are thankful for the message that you have brought unto us, Heavenly Father. To know that you have prepared, Heavenly Father, a fish for us, Heavenly Father, that will take us to Nineveh, Heavenly Father. That is where your purpose, you want our lives to be, Heavenly Father. The way might look hard, Heavenly Father. There can be the storm, Heavenly Father. But tonight, Heavenly Father, we say we don't mind waiting, Heavenly Father. This storm shall pass away, Heavenly Father, because everything is prepared for us, Heavenly Father. We know you're going to deliver us, Heavenly Father. You have delivered Jonah, Heavenly Father. You have delivered Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Heavenly Father. What can, Heavenly Father, stand in front of us, Heavenly Father, that can hinder us from the blessings of the Lord, Heavenly Father? Nothing, Heavenly Father. We say, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for tonight, Heavenly Father. By when we have used, Heavenly Father, our pastor Shadrach, Heavenly Father, from Zimbabwe, to come and bless us, Heavenly Father. You have prepared this tonight, Heavenly Father. That's why we say, Heavenly Father, in your way we will stand, Heavenly Father, because that's where you are, Heavenly Father. You are in front of us in whatever that we are doing, Heavenly Father. So let's fear, do not overshadow us, Heavenly Father. Let us just walk by faith in you, Heavenly Father. We want you 100%, Heavenly Father, in our life, Heavenly Father. The disease, Heavenly Father, that can be there, Heavenly Father. We know, Heavenly Father, you shall deliver us, Heavenly Father. You have already even delivered us, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, whatever problems that are there in our lives, Heavenly Father, we know one thing for sure, Heavenly Father. We've got you, Heavenly Father, 100%. You're going to deliver us, Heavenly Father. Yeah, your children, Heavenly Father, they've been waiting for this nice blessings from you, Heavenly Father. Tonight, Heavenly Father, they are short, Heavenly Father, that you are the God we are living, you are in our lives, Heavenly Father. So whatever, Heavenly Father, they are going through, Heavenly Father, you are the deliverer, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we say, Heavenly Father, continue to use our pastor, Heavenly Father, wherever he goes, Heavenly Father, Pastor Shadrach, so that, Heavenly Father, he can continue, Heavenly Father, to bless the souls, Heavenly Father. Those that do not know God may know God, Heavenly Father. Those that know God may continue to hold on, Heavenly Father, until this body is transformed, Heavenly Father. We are also, Heavenly Father, say, Heavenly Father, we are, Heavenly Father, with our local pastor, Pastor Madiba. You know you have also used him in Swaziland, Heavenly Father. We say, Heavenly Father, these are men of the cross, Heavenly Father. They are the soldiers, they are the captains, Heavenly Father. Continue to use them to bless them, Heavenly Father. Give them more revelation so that, Heavenly Father, they can continue to feed us, Heavenly Father. We are proud of them, Heavenly Father. We say use them, Heavenly Father. Fight for them, Heavenly Father, the battles, Heavenly Father, so that we can, Heavenly Father, be fed as your sons and daughters, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, this tonight, Heavenly Father, in whatever that you have blessed us with, Heavenly Father. As we depart, we say we need your traveling mercy. Be in our lives, Heavenly Father, our families. You know all the needs, Heavenly Father. Cover them, Heavenly Father. Be the Jehovah Jireh, provide us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as we commit the service to you, in the name of the blessed Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen. May God richly bless you. Amen. The song says they will come from the east, they come from the west, they come from the north, and they come from the south. Amen. I think you've got pastors that are coming through from Swaziland,
from Zimbabwe,
from Botswana, from Congo, just to minister unto your needs. How many feel loved this evening? Let's do one song from from Zimbabwe. Till we meet you on Sunday morning. May God richly bless you. May He undertake your journey. Till we meet, may God bless you. Amen. Let's go ambience on this mic.
Jesu akanaka, wakanaka. Jesu akanaka. Jesu akanaka. Wakanaka. Jesu akanaka. Wakanaka.